poll, Joe Biden's net approval minus 10. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2022. President Joe Biden has a net approval rating in the negatives 1 year into his presidency. An RMG Research/Scott Rasmussen survey released Monday found. The latest results show 52% disapproving of Biden's job performance compared to 42% who approve, resulting in a net negative of minus 10%. That is worse than the results seen January 13 to 15, where 50% approved and 44% approved, resulting in a net negative of minus 6%. Of the 52% disapproving of Biden's job performance, 38% do so strongly. The survey, taken January 18 to 19, 2022, among 1,200 registered voters, has a margin of error of plus/-2.8%. The survey comes as Biden continues to struggle on a range of promises 1 year into his presidency. Perhaps most significantly, Biden has failed to crush the Chinese coronavirus, despite making promises to do so. While he also said he would not impose vaccine mandates, he attempted to force them on millions of American workers. However, the Supreme Court this month struck down his attempt through the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. That vaccine mandate would have affected roughly 84 million workers. Biden also made plans for just 100 days of masking, yet he has failed to deliver on that promise as well, as his administration has continued to extend the mask mandate for air travel, and the president himself continues to urge Americans to wear a mask. As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it is part of your patriotic duty. It's not that comfortable. It's a pain in the neck, Biden said during a speech this month. But I've taken every action I can as president to require people to wear masks in federal buildings and on airplanes and trains, because they're they cross state lines, he added. Notably, more Americans have died of the Chinese coronavirus during Biden's tenure than in former President Donald Trump's last year in office, despite the widespread availability of vaccines and attempts to mandate masks and the jab.